فيا أيها القاري به متمسكا مجلا له في كل حال مبجلا.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the Tajweed podcast again. My name is Khalid Abu Shafi'. Today, inshallah, as previously, we did the three episodes about Tajweed. This is all introduction to Tajweed. And today, inshallah, we are going to talk about the Islamic point of view and the hukum for learning Tajweed. Is learning Tajweed fard, wajib, sunnah? Is it compulsory? Is it desirable? Is it recommended? And what is the amount we should know in the this sacred knowledge of ilm al-tajweed? At the beginning, we should explain something very important to understand, is that in the knowledge of Tajweed, it has two sides. The side number one is called the practical side, which is called in Arabic al-janib al-amali, the practical side. And the second side or aspect is called the theoretical side. And what is the practical side? The practical side is the ability to apply the minimum requirement of the rules of Tajweed while reciting the Quran. And the second side or aspect, it's called the theoretical side. The theoretical side is to know all the rules of Tajweed and the rules of reciting the Qur'an, the waqf, the ada, the idgham, the mad, the sifat, the makharij, and so on. Knowing these skills, presenting them while reciting, and telling other people. So by being enhanced and excelled with these skills of Tajweed and memorize them by heart, this is called the theoretical side of Tajweed. Now, the Islamic point of view of learning such side, which is the theory, it is fardu kifaya. Now, what do we mean by fardu kifaya? It is compulsory upon every Muslim to learn the rules of Tajweed fully with all the skills when there is no one in town, in the city, or the country, learning such thing. Which means, if one person in the city or in town knows all about the skills of Tajweed, it is enough. It is not required for everyone to learn them, but that is fardu kifaya, which means if one does it, then it is doesn't become compulsory for every person to do it. But soon as no one learns these rules of Tajweed and neglects them, then it becomes Islamically fard, compulsory upon every Muslim or individual in town to learn such rules of Tajweed. And this is also concerning other aspects such as Arabic language, or such as the medicine, or learning, memorizing the whole Quran, or praying Salatul Janaza, and so on. These are Fard Kifaya. And Fard Kifaya will be explained with the Fuqaha and the Usul al-Fiqh in detail. So you can ask the Imam and ask the Shuyukh, they will tell you. But for the time being, we wanted to know what is the difference between Fardu Kifaya and Fardu Ain. Fardu Kifaya, if one does it or apply or learns such topic or such side of rules of Tajweed, then it is enough. For the rest, it will not be required for everyone to learn them. But what is the practical side? The practical side, as we said, is the ability to apply the minimum requirement of rules of Tajweed while reciting the Quran. You need to apply the rules. You need to apply the minimum requirement of rules of Tajweed, and that is fardu ayn for every Muslim. And this can be achieved through two ways. One is called طريق الدراية, and the other one طريق الرواية, the way of knowing and the way of report. Now, طريق الرواية, it is the student will come to the teacher or the sheikh, then starts reading the verses of the Quran or the surah, or by a sheikh will recite in front of the student the Quran, then the student will repeat after the sheikh. And both of these ways called tariq al-riwaya, because this is a traditional way of learning Quran. In so many places around the world, there was no masahif. In North Africa, in Mauritania, in Morocco, in Algeria, in Tunisia, in Egypt, in Libya, in so many places, there were only the piece of wood and a pallet, and the students will write with the ink, and then one page, two pages, which is one thumun, one eighth of a hizb, then wipe it off, then write again and memorize. So the sheikh will say, for example, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The students will repeat the same thing. Then start giving ayah, ayah, ar-Rahman. Then the student will repeat. Then after knowing that the student is able to memorize these five or six ayat, he goes and memorizes the amount given by the sheikh. And the sheikh gives according to the student's ability. And this is called the individual learning and giving attention to each individual according to their needs. The other tariq way, it's called tariq al-diraya, is what happens. The student will learn the tajweed and learns the rules through a book or through a sheikh. When they finish completing studying the book, then they will start learning, applying the rules and the skills bit by bit through learning and reciting the Quran. The students makes mistakes, comes back to the book, comes back to the sheikh and ask, and so on. Both of these ways are all right, but sticking to the way of learning and transmitting the Quran to generations. So in a summary about what we have said is that Al-Imam Al-Jazari said, knowing the rules of tajweed and the Quran, the qualities, the waqf, the ahkam, and so on, it is fard, it is compulsory upon every Muslim, because we are worshipping Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala through reciting this Quran. When we enter the prayer, we recite the Quran. When we make the dua, we recite certain ayat of the Quran. When we pray Salatul Janazah, we recite a part of the Quran. So reciting the holy book, it is the speech of Allah. Even Al-Imam Al-Jazari was saying in Al-Muqaddimah Al-Jazariya. Muqaddimah Al-Jazariya is a very famous manzuma, which is a lyric poem. And has been spent all around the world. All the students, when they start learning Tajweed, they will start by learning Al-Muqaddim Al-Jazariya. We are going to talk about Imam Al-Jazari later on, about the famous eminent scholar who revived the Al-Qira'at Al-Ashr, Al-Qira'at Al-Arba'ashr, which is the 10 readings or the 14 readings in the 8th or the 7th century. Imam Al-Jazari is saying, والأخذ بالتجويد حتم لازم من لم يجود القرآن آثم. And taking the rules of tajweed seriously and applying them, it is very, it is compulsory. And a person who does not apply these rules of tajweed, that person will be sinful. So the ulama, of course, they went into details explaining is it really haram or compulsory and what is compulsory. But the ulama have explained to us what are the mistakes that can be taken into haram in consideration as a sin, and what are the mistakes can be forgiven and let into details. We will explain, inshallah, later on in the next episode. So jazakumullahu khairan for listening. Please give a comment and check my website, tajweedinenglish.com, and check the site and leave a comment and send an email. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Hani'an mari'an walidaka alayhima malabisu anwarim min at-taji wal-hulaa.